You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Tony, Happy New Year, my friend.
Hi, Tony.
Happy New Year, Chris and Bob. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. Thank you, Tony. And I got to be honest with you, Tony. We got, one of us is doing a heck of a lot better than he was 2 weeks ago. And that guy is Bob Lazzari, because after our last picks in week 16, Bob goes 4-1. You and I go 2-3, and that leapfrogs Bob into first place with time running out. So, as they say, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and Mr. Lazzari is kicked in.
Well, hey, we may have to flip some coins.
We got a couple more weeks, though, right?
Absolutely.
It ain't over till the show.
That's right. All that stuff is true. He's only got a one-game lead on you. He's got a three-game lead on me because I can't get it together, and I'm trying to go out on a couple of limbs that keep falling out from underneath me. But Bob is 41-23-1. You're 40-24-1, and I'm 38-26-1. So, yes, it is still anybody's game, and it's only a one-game lead, and we saw how quickly things can change in 1 week. But the number of games that we get to pick start to get fewer and fewer. So I certainly got to get things going, and you've got a couple of weeks to make things up. Only one game back, so we'll see how it goes. Let's get into our wild card playoff round picks. In our first game this week, Tony, 10-6 Colts going to the 11-5 Texans. The Texans are only a 1-point home favorite. The over-under is 48. So, Tony, the Colts have won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10. Can the Texans cool them off and get a win, or are the Colts moving on?
Man, this is two really close teams that are really similar as far as scoring, but the Colts are hot, man. Luck is playing some good football. I love the tight end, Ibram. It's going to be a close game. Houston has the home field advantage, but you know what, man? I just like the way Luck is playing football right now, and I'm going with the Colts. I guess they're the underdog, one point underdog or whatever. Close game though, man. Close game. We'll go 27-24 Indianapolis with an upset.
All right. What do you think, Bob?
I had it just about the way Tony, the way he described it was perfect. I mean, I think it's going to be one in the trenches. If they give Luck protection between Hilton, the tight end, and just the streak that they're on, I don't think they can lose this game. I mean, Indy is kind of a Cinderella season. I think it's going to continue, guys. So I'm with Tony. I'm going to just keep it a 3-point game. I'm going to say 30-27 Colts.
All right. And, guys, I'm with both of you. I like the Colts in this one. And I got the exact same score as Tony, 27-24. I think, Andrew Luck is going to have a big game. The Texans defense can be passed on. They're 28th in the league against the pass. They're doing good against the run, third against the run. But Andrew Luck finished fifth this year in passing yards, and I expect them to pass early and to pass often. I think the Colts defense is much improved. Huge kudos go out to their rookie running back, Darius Leonard, who led the league in tackles with 163. So I think they keep Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins intact, and I'm taking the Colts with Tony, 27-24. Our second game is the 10-6 Seahawks going to the 10-6 Cowboys. The Cowboys are a 2-point home favorite, and the over-under is 43.5. So, Tony, can Dak and Zeke get a big playoff win for the Dallas fans?
Yeah, you know what? The Cowboys, man, the Cowboys in the playoffs just don't mix with me for some reason. I think Seattle is playing really good football again. I like Seattle's defense. It's a little bit tougher than Cowboys' defense, but Cowboys got Zeke in the backfield, which gives them a little advantage in the running attack. But, man, I just don't trust the Cowboys, man. Every time they get into a big game, they don't know how to finish it. So I'm going with the Seahawks. Going with the visiting team again, Seahawks winning. I don't think it's going to be it'll be a good game, but Seattle's going to pull it out, win by 10, 37-27, Seattle.
Wow. High scoring affair. Bob, do you agree with Tony here?
Well, I agree with Tony as far as Dallas is that kind of Jekyll and Hyde team. You know, Garrett's job has been up and down about three or four times during the season. And, you know, at home, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them. And I don't think they could score with Seattle. I mean, their defenses are very even. I just think Seattle at this point, they're the hotter team. They score better. Dallas 7-1 at home, but I just think Seattle is going to do something to win this game late. So I'm going to say Seattle about 31-24.
Wow. All right. Well, guys, I'm going the other direction. I like the Cowboys in this one. The Seahawks offense, you know, again, very good. To Tony's point, getting better, 6th in average points scored. The Cowboys were 22nd. So it tells you, hey, advantage Seattle there. So I was kind of going down the path with the Seahawks, but they lived and died by the run. They were the number one rushing offense in the league, and the Cowboys defense was 5th against the run. They only allowed 95 yards per game. And we saw what the Cowboys defense did against the Saints, who were the 6th best rushing offense in the league, shut them down, did a good job. I'm with you, Tony, in the thought that Dallas always comes up small. It seems like over the last couple of years or last several years in the playoffs, but I'm going to go out on this limb again with the Cowboys. I think their defense rises to the occasion. I think they do just enough. Zeke is tough to stop. So I'm going to take the Cowboys at home 24-20. We've got our next guest, Eugene Napoleon, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Eugene in just a minute. Our third game is the 12-4 Chargers going to the 10-6 Ravens, and the Ravens are a 2.5-point home favorite. The over-under here is 42. So, Tony, can Phillip Rivers get revenge for their loss a couple of weeks ago at Baltimore?
You know, it's tough to beat a team two times in a season, but I think the Ravens have the material to do it, man. Be different if they're playing in L.A., but since they're playing in Baltimore with the fans and going to be a little chilly and, you know, that the Ravens defense and the rushing attack that the Ravens have, man, I don't think they're going to be able to stop Lamar Jackson on the option. The read option has been really working well. So we're going to go with the Ravens, but not a lot of scoring. Done. We'll go 20-17 Ravens.
Wow. Okay. Bob, what do you think?
I agree with Tony. I think it could be kind of an ugly type game, them putting a lot of pressure on Rivers. I mean, San Diego, I'm going to say the LA team is very, very good on the road. But, you know, in January in Baltimore, maybe the weather's not too good. A lot of pressure on Rivers. It's going to be an ugly Baltimore victory. I'm going to say 24-20 Baltimore.
All right. And I'm with you guys again. And I'm again right on the number with Tony. 20-17 Ravens is what I've got. I mean, you know, defense wins championship. The Ravens got a good one. Now the Chargers are hot. They won 5 of their last 6, but that one loss to the Ravens, they're going to need to be able to stop the run, to Tony, to your point, and they're going to have to find a way to pass against the Ravens, who are 4th against the run and 5th against the pass. So I just don't see it happening. I look at it and I say Ravens defense too much. Phillip Rivers doesn't have enough. And I'm with you. I think the Ravens win this game 20-17. Our last game is the 9-7 Eagles going to the 12-4 Bears. The Bears are a 6.5-point home favorite. Over under is 41. Tony, can an injured Nick Foles continue to weave some magic and get a big upset for the Eagles over the Bears?
Let me tell you something, man. I'm a Nick Foles believer right now. This guy, I don't know, man. Maybe he should have been starting all the games this season. But, you know, it's tough to go into Chicago and beat Chicago, man, with that defense they have. I like their young quarterback, too, as well. But you know what? I think the Eagles are going to do some magic, man. I think the Eagles are going to upset the Bears, I think. A lot of people think the Bears have a good chance to maybe even make it to the Super Bowl, but I don't think they're ready for it right now. Eagles with an upset. Eagles going to go into Chicago and win 28-21.
Wow. Big upset. Bob, can the Eagles do it? Can Nick Foles get more magic and get them a win?
I think this is the most interesting game of the week and the one I'll be watching the closest. I love Foles, Chris. You know I do, and I just don't think it'll be 100%. I think they're going to come after him hot and heavy. And I just hope he does last. I love the guy so much. I think he's just tough and gritty and as good as they come. I just think the Bears, they score more, they give up less, and they just hardly lose at home. And it's going to be crazy there. It might be very cold there. It's going to be one of the old-time NFL games. It's going to be tough. And I'm going to go Chicago, 23-20, close game.
All right. And I'm with you, Bob. I like the Bears in this one. I'm sticking with my premise. Great defense wins games in the playoffs, and I think they're going to get it done. They're the number one scoring defense. They're only allowing 17.7 points per game this season. I think that that they're able to handle, you know, Foles, you know, God bless him. Love the magic that he has brought to the Eagles over the last, you know, season plus, last year plus, I guess we should say, and all the great things he's done for that Eagles team. I think he keeps it close. But I think the miracle is going to fall a little bit short, and he's not 100% anyway. So I'm taking the Bears, and I like it 27-20. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners once again about all the great things you do trying to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website. Know as much as you can in the upstate New area, New York area. Help us out. TonyCollinsFoundation.org.
Tony, you're the best. Happy New Year, my friend, to you and your family. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Yes, sir. See you guys next week. God bless.
Hey, Tom.
See ya. Take care, Tony. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Eugene Napoleon, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Eugene on the other side of this quick station break.